Now, while I'm talking about baseball, haven't you ever experienced this in a business relationship or in a personal relationship? Well, you thought you guys knew what the rules were, and all of a sudden they come up, yeah, but, or in, yeah, that's true most of the time, except, or like, I love you, except when you do this and this and this, then I get really angry with you. We all have these subsets of rules, and you have them within yourself just like I do, and they make us feel inconsistent. The point is simply this. If you're going to go through life expecting people to behave consistent with their rules all the time, you're going to be disappointed. Because you don't even follow that. Think about it. Inside yourself, you've got conflicting rules. I'll give you some fun, simple ones. Things like, you were taught things like, look before you leap. You were also taught, he who hesitates is lost. Now, how does your brain figure that one out? Or you got things like, you know, absence makes the heart grow fonder. You also have things like, out of sight, out of mind. And your brain is not sure what to do when you got these conflicting rules. And I'm talking about just simple, fun beliefs. Remember where rules came from. You had some pain in your life, and your brain said, I don't want to have this pain ever again. What's the rule? The rule for this is don't ever trust people again, because your brain linked up, I trusted somebody and got hurt. So if you trust people, then you'll be hurt. So you get those rules, is don't trust anybody. Now, how does that affect your life? Well, the problem is you're going to start to use that rule, and then you're going to think, if I don't trust anybody, I can't have a relationship. Now you have a conflict. You have rules that sometimes you'll use and sometimes you won't use them. You have some rules that are must rules for you and some rules that are shoulds for you. There are some rules that you will never violate. I call them threshold rules. For example, if I ask my friend who's really fit, what must you never do if you're going to be healthy? She said, well, you must never smoke. You must never violate your body with drugs. You must never. She has all these must nevers. When I ask her friend who's overweight, what must you never do in order to be healthy? She looked at me with a blank stare. She had no must nevers. So she's never in a position of giving herself major pain. She said, I think there are a lot of things you shouldn't do if you want to be healthy. You shouldn't overeat, and you shouldn't go without exercising, you know, for weeks and weeks and weeks. And I said, well, do you do those things? She goes, well, yeah. I said, do you feel good about it? She goes, no, I don't feel good about it. So she gets a little pain, but not like threshold pain. For example, what would be a must-never rule for you in a relationship? You know, if you said a husband or a wife must never what? A lot of people say must never have an extramarital affair. Some people, that's a should not. Would that affect their behavior in the long term? You bet. In fact, when I get people in relationships, if they're having upsets, invariably it's because they share a lot of rules, but for one person it's a must never or it's a must always, and for the other person it's a should. It's an important distinction then in the second point to realize people have conflicting rules. They have them within themselves and they're going to have them with you. And by the way, we all know who has the right rules, don't we? Who has the right rules? Whose rules are the correct rules? That's right. Yours are the correct rules. You know yours are the right ones. But the problem is the person you're dealing with in the real world has the exact same feeling inside. So maybe if we realize our differences, again, we can have that awareness. And instead of making people wrong, we'll realize that it's just different upbringing, different backgrounds, different rules. And we'll try and look for a compromise that works for both of us. In addition, if we realize we have these conflicting rules within ourselves, with that awareness, we can begin to pay attention and we can begin to make new decisions and create rules that really unify us. So we don't feel like we're being pulled apart in our life. That unification gives power. That unification creates peace inside. And that unification creates a lot more happiness.